Track 1.43. Read and listen to the text. Who is the father of computers? The history of computers.
Without the shadow of a doubt, the invention of computers has been a significant breakthrough in the history of mankind. If computer technology weren't a part of our lives, we wouldn't be able to call ourselves modern after all. The development of the modern computer has a history of almost 200 years, beginning with the first design of calculating machines for sophisticated mathematical problems. Following that, there was the era of huge computers, occupying almost an entire room. It is known that Charles Babbage is the father of computers because he tried to design a machine that could compute tables of numbers. He was supported financially by the government of Britain, but their project failed in many ways, because the technology of the time was not developed enough to support their system. In 1848, Ada Lovelace, who was also the daughter of a famous poet, wrote the very first computer program of the world. The improvements never stopped after that. One of the most important contributions in the field of computing was from Herman Hollerith, who designed a punch card system to help the U.S. government with census and saved the government from many years of calculations. In 1970s, the computers became much smaller than the ones used in the past. One of the most famous technology magazines published an article about a new computer model named Altair 8080, to the first microcomputer. Two computer geeks read this article and they made an offer to write a program for this computer. Their endeavor was so successful that they decided to found their very own company, Microsoft. Without doubt, these two geeks were Paul Allen and Bill Gates. Today, the technology of computers has become so incredible that engineers are working on a new program called Molecular Informatics, whose purpose is to use molecules in computing. Chemistry offers a great deal of properties that might be harnessed for information storage and processing. Passing through all these stages, scientists will create more advanced computers to puzzle humanity in the near future if there isn't a specific obstacle.